Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, a list of Sean Diddy Combs' alleged accomplices is expected to be released as part of a new series of lawsuits. The rapper and music mogul is already awaiting trial in prison on sex trafficking charges. Now, at a news conference held earlier this week, Texas-based attorney Tony Busby said he's representing 120 accusers with allegations against Combs that go back more than 20 years. And this is some of what Mr. Busby said.
The day will come when we will name names other than Sean Combs. The names are names that will shock you. There are indeed other perpetrators involved. They already know who they are. And I'm talking here about not just the cowardly but complicit bystanders. That is, those people that we know watched this behavior occur and did nothing. And I'm talking about the people that participated, encouraged it, egged it on. They know who they are.
Well, for more on this, I'm joined now by LA-based entertainment reporter Sean Mandel. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
So, Sean, the names of accomplices will shock. Now, that suggests that these lawsuits are going to include the names of some of the biggest stars in the industry, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I think that that's something that has been on the minds of anyone following this case since the beginning, simply because the parties that Diddy would hold that are at the center of the U.S. government's case against him were so well attended by A-list celebrities. Now, we know that he had various different types of parties. These, for those people who have been following it, these quote-unquote freak-offs, alleged sex parties that he would have, where some of the sexual assault that he is, that the government claims he committed, would have taken place. There were things of that nature. And then there were his white parties on Labor Day that were photographed, you know, and seen in celebrity magazines, et cetera. So there are various different types of events that he would host. But what we do know is that there was a reputation that a quote unquote Diddy party had. So given the fact that celebrities have been attending these parties for more than 20 years, everyone from Jennifer Lopez, his ex-girlfriend, to Jay-Z, Beyonce, Rihanna, Martha Stewart, Kylie Jenner, Post Malone. I mean, those are just some names off the top of my head, but it is a veritable who's who over the last 25 years of celebrity culture who have been at these parties, indicating that some of those people could be the names that will quote unquote shock.
So are we expecting then that there will be new charges, or are we just looking at new civil cases? Because we have Tony Busby, this Texas-based attorney, telling us about 120 accusers. So what are we expecting in the coming days and over the next month or so?
So with you're right to point out the difference between the civil and the criminal cases that are happening concurrently and being put against Diddy concurrently. With these individuals that Mr. Busby is representing, about 60 males and 60 females, and 25 of the people were reportedly minors at the time when the alleged sexual assault would have taken place. These 120 individuals are going forward with their civil suit, and there will be more details coming forward in that Mr. Busby has said other defendants will be named. And those are what we were discussing about possible other high-profile celebrities or maybe sort of titans of industry, power players in the entertainment industry or business. Those people could be named as well. At the same time, there are these three felony counts that Combs is facing in a New York federal court of sex trafficking, racketeering, and also transportation to engage in prostitution. However, the government has not ruled out the possibility that further charges will be brought because it is still an ongoing investigation. And more charges could be brought against additional individuals. And there's even a world where I am not a lawyer, but I can tell you, for instance, in the case of R. Kelly, the R&B star who was convicted of sex trafficking charges and racketeering as well in cases over the past few years, a prosecutor involved in that case got involved and started, you know, nosing around because of a documentary on the Lifetime channel here in the U.S. So it's very possible that the federal government, in fact, certain that the government will be keeping an eye on this civil case as well.
Yeah, but, and that would hardly be surprising, given that we're hearing that over 3,000 people contacted this Texas-based attorney. And some of the details around that are really shocking. The allegations that have been made include claims made by people, really very young people, and in some cases, children, Sean, who were auditioning and hoping to have a career in showbiz.
That's right. You know, and it's kind of one of the oldest and saddest tropes that there is. But that is definitely something that he is being accused of, that there it was a sense of pay to play, that these people who were going to the parties were attending them in a desire to see and be seen, and also engage in activities that they might not normally engage in under, again, the pretense of trying to advance themselves within the industry. And of course, there were substances as well at these parties, which, again, this is according to federal prosecutors in their unsealed indictment that came out after Diddy was arrested. These claims made by the government say that the victims were plied with these substances, sometimes against their will. So, you know, people were wanting to break into the industry, and it may have been a situation where they found themselves in over their heads and taken advantage of.
Now, you mentioned earlier some of the celebrity connections. It's a very uncomfortable time, I'm sure, for some of those, many of whom haven't spoken out, have they, Sean? I know the likes of Leonardo DiCaprio, he has issued a statement saying he has had nothing to do with Sean Combs for a long time. But we haven't heard from people like and including Justin Bieber, for example.
That's correct. And interestingly, with Bieber specifically, there's been a lot of conversation happening online about Justin Bieber because of the fact that when Justin Bieber started in the music industry after being discovered as on YouTube, he was about 14, 15 at the time, and he signed to the record label belonging to Usher, who was a protege of Diddy. Of course, those two have been very close, were certainly very close at that time. And there were videos that have resurfaced of a 15-year-old Justin Bieber hanging out with Diddy, and Diddy saying, I've got custody of him for the next 24 hours, and we're going to do some things that, let me just tell you, that a 15-year-old will love doing. And leaving it, again, to the imagination, but also now people going back and revisiting these videos with a different lens than maybe they would have 10, 15 years ago. So there is question about what other celebrities will come forward. Certainly as well, were there celebrities who were victims at any of these events, any of these parties that he had? That complicates matters as well for them. But, you know, Jennifer Lopez, for instance, was an ex-girlfriend of his, we mentioned. She continued to be friends with Diddy after they broke up. She attended for years and years his parties. She hasn't spoken out. Jay-Z, Beyonce, you know, many, there's a very long list, and the vast majority of them have not spoken out. You've had one or two people here or there. Leonardo DiCaprio was almost required to, or it seemed, you know, certainly his publicist would have said he's almost required to, because he was sort of at the top of Diddy's list of people he wanted at these parties. In fact, there was a 2017 interview that he did with Vogue and was asked, who's your like favorite party guest at any of your parties? And it was Leonardo DiCaprio. Mm-hmm. So it made sense for him to quickly jump in there.
All right, Sean, we'll certainly keep a close eye on it. Thank you very much for bringing us the latest. That's Sean Mandel, LA-based entertainment reporter.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.